This audio edition is copyright Web Fusion Publications, all rights reserved. No part of this recording may be reproduced, distributed, or transmitted in any form without prior written permission from the publisher. Unauthorized use is strictly prohibited. Welcome to Web Fusion Publications. I'm Albert, and in this edition we examine one of the most persistent questions in modern cosmology. Why does the universe appear so vast, and why does life seem so rare within it? The Lonely Universe explores the observable cosmos through a scientific lens. From the structure of galaxies and the silence between the stars, to the statistical puzzles that challenge our assumptions about companionship in the universe. It is a journey through scale, probability, and the quiet physics that shape our place in the cosmic landscape. Let us begin. The Lonely Universe. 1. The Cosmic Question. From the moment early humans first looked upward, the night sky has carried a strange pull on the mind. Long before telescopes, satellites, or scientific theories, our ancestors sensed something profound in the darkness above them. The stars were not merely points of light. They were symbols, questions, and sometimes warnings. They represented a vastness that dwarfed the human world, a reminder that whatever life was, it existed inside a much larger and more mysterious frame. Every culture on Earth has, in its own way, asked the same question: are we alone? It is one of the few universal human inquiries shared across time, geography, and belief. Even today, with all our technology and scientific progress, the question remains unanswered, and perhaps more intriguing than ever. Modern astronomy has revealed a universe far stranger and more populated than anyone in the ancient world could have imagined. We now know that the Milky Way alone contains hundreds of billions of stars, and that most of those stars host planets. Many of those planets are rocky, Earth-sized, and orbit within the so-called habitable zone, where liquid water could exist. In other words, the conditions for life are not rare, they are common. And yet, despite this abundance, the universe remains silent. This silence is unsettling. It forces us to confront a possibility that feels almost contradictory, that life may be widespread, but intelligent life may be extraordinarily rare. Or perhaps intelligence is common, but communication is impossible. Or perhaps civilizations rise and fall long before they ever have the chance to meet one another. The cosmic question is not simply scientific, it is deeply psychological. To ask whether we are alone is to ask what we are. It is to examine our fears, our hopes, and our place in the grand story of existence. If we are alone, then humanity becomes something astonishing, a singular spark of awareness in an otherwise indifferent universe. If we are not alone, then we are part of a much larger tapestry, one that may stretch across galaxies and epochs. Either answer is profound. The question also reveals something about human nature. We are a species that seeks connection, meaning, and context. We want to know where we fit. We want to know whether our story is unique or part of a greater pattern. Even the act of searching, scanning the skies, listening for signals, sending probes into the void, is an expression of our curiosity and our restlessness. In many ways, the search for extraterrestrial life is also a search for ourselves. It forces us to examine our assumptions about intelligence, consciousness, evolution, and destiny. It challenges the boundaries of science and philosophy. and it reminds us that despite all our progress, we still understand only a fraction of the universe we inhabit. The cosmic question is not going away. If anything, it grows louder with every new discovery, every exoplanet detected, every strange signal recorded, every mystery that refuses to resolve itself. The more we learn, the more the universe seems to whisper back. Keep looking. This article begins with that whisper. From ancient accounts of visitors to the modern search for exoplanets, from the paradox of silence to the possibility of cosmic neighbors, we will explore the many layers of this enduring question and what it reveals about the lonely, curious species asking it. 2. The Fermi Paradox. If the universe is filled with stars, planets, and the basic ingredients for life, then a troubling question emerges: where is everyone? This is the heart of the Fermi Paradox, one of the most unsettling puzzles in modern science. It forces us to confront a contradiction between what we expect and what we observe. On paper, the universe should be teeming with civilizations. In reality, we see no sign of them. The paradox is named after physicist Enrico Fermi, who famously asked during a casual lunch conversation in 1950, "Where is everybody?" It was not a joke. Fermi understood the scale of the cosmos. He knew that even with slow spacecraft, a determined civilization could spread across the galaxy in a few million years, a blink of an eye in cosmic terms. If intelligent life arises even occasionally, then statistically, someone should have reached us by now. Or at the very least, we should see evidence of their existence. But we don't. The silence is total. No signals, no megastructures, no interstellar probes drifting through our solar system, no unmistakable signs of alien engineering. The universe, for all its size and complexity, behaves as if we are alone. There are many possible explanations, and none of them are comforting. One possibility is that intelligent life is extraordinarily rare. Life itself may be common, simple, microbial, resilient, but the leap from single-celled organisms to complex tool-using intelligence might be so improbable that it has happened only once. If that is true, then humanity is not just unusual. We are a cosmic anomaly, a statistical miracle. Another possibility is that civilizations destroy themselves before they ever reach the stars. This is the great filter hypothesis, the idea that somewhere along the path from primitive life to advanced society, there's a barrier that almost no species survives. It could be war, environmental collapse, runaway technology, or something we have not yet imagined. If the great filter lies ahead of us, then our future may be far more fragile than we realize. A third possibility is that intelligent civilizations exist, but they choose not to reveal themselves. Perhaps they observe younger species from a distance, waiting for them to reach a certain level of maturity. Or perhaps they avoid contact entirely, following a kind of cosmic non-interference principle. In this scenario, the silence is intentional, a deliberate choice by beings far older and wiser than us. There is also the possibility that we are simply not listening correctly. Our technology may be primitive compared to what advanced civilizations use. We search for radio signals because radio is familiar to us. But an older species might communicate using methods we cannot detect: quantum entanglement, gravitational waves, or something beyond our current understanding. To them, our listening efforts might be the equivalent of trying to detect a Wi-Fi signal with a stone tool. And then there is the most unsettling possibility of all, that the universe is full of life, but it is quiet because something or someone has made it quiet. This is the dark forest hypothesis, the idea that every civilization hides because the cosmos is not a friendly place. In a dark forest, the first species to reveal itself risks being eliminated by another. Silence becomes a survival strategy. The Fermi paradox forces us to confront these possibilities. It challenges our assumptions about intelligence, progress, and destiny. It reminds us that the universe does not owe us answers, and that our expectations may be shaped more by human psychology than by cosmic reality. Yet the paradox also fuels our curiosity. The silence is not a dead end, it is an invitation to look deeper, to question more boldly, and to explore with greater imagination. It is the tension between what we see and what we expect that drives the search forward. In the end, the Fermi paradox is not just a scientific puzzle, it is a mirror held up to humanity. It reveals our hopes, our fears, and our longing for connection. It forces us to consider the possibility that we may be the first or the last intelligent species in our galaxy. And it sets the stage for the next question. If ancient civilizations existed, did they leave any trace behind? 3. Ancient accounts of visitors. Long before modern science began searching the skies for radio signals or distant planets, ancient civilizations recorded encounters that still puzzle historians today. These accounts, scattered across continents and separated by thousands of years, share a strange consistency. Descriptions of beings who descended from the heavens, imparted knowledge, or interacted with humanity in ways that seem far beyond the capabilities of early cultures. Whether these stories represent myth, metaphor, misunderstood, natural events, or something more literal remains a matter of debate. But their persistence and their similarities make them impossible to ignore. The Sumerians, among the earliest known civilizations, wrote of the Anunnaki, beings who came from the sky and played a direct role in shaping human society. These stories describe advanced knowledge of astronomy, agriculture, and mathematics, appearing suddenly in a culture that had no prior developmental steps leading to such sophistication. To some, this is evidence of early contact. To others, it reflects the human tendency to attribute breakthroughs to divine or external forces. Either way, the texts raise questions that still echo today. In ancient India, the Vedic scriptures speak of the Vimanas, flying chariots capable of traversing the sky with speed and precision. These descriptions are remarkably detailed, outlining shapes, propulsion methods, and even aerial battles. While mainstream scholars interpret these as symbolic or poetic, others argue that the level of technical specificity suggests something more tangible. The Dogon people of Mali possess astronomical knowledge that seems out of place for a pre-modern society. Their oral traditions describe the star Sirius and its invisible companion, a dense, faint star now known as Sirius B. Western astronomers did not confirm the existence of Sirius B until the 19th century, yet the Dogon have spoken of it for centuries. Whether this knowledge came from careful observation, cultural transmission, or something more mysterious remains an open question. Even in the Americas, ancient accounts hint at visitors from beyond. The Hopi speak of the Kachina, spirit beings who descended from the sky to teach and guide early humans. The Maya recorded cycles of time and celestial events with astonishing precision, as if their understanding of the heavens was inherited rather than discovered. Across the Pacific, the Aboriginal peoples of Australia tell stories of the Wangina, sky beings who shaped the land and instructed the first people. But the most intriguing clues may come from a time even earlier, long before written language, long before organized civilization. In caves across the world, from Europe to Australia to the American Southwest, prehistoric artists carved and painted figures that defy easy explanation. Among the animals, hunting scenes, and symbolic markings, there appear tall, human-like beings with elongated limbs, rounded heads, and what look unmistakably like helmets. Some of these figures have large, dark visors, others show lines or antenna-like protrusions extending from the head. A few even depict full-bodied forms with legs, arms, and what could be interpreted as suits or protective coverings. These images are thousands of years old, created by people who had no concept of space travel, machinery, or advanced technology. Yet the resemblance to modern depictions of astronauts is difficult to ignore. Skeptics argue that these figures represent shamans wearing ritual masks or symbolic beings from early spiritual traditions. That is certainly possible. But the consistency of the imagery across continents suggests that early humans were seeing something they felt compelled to record, something that did not fit within the ordinary boundaries of their world. These ancient accounts, whether carved in stone or written on clay tablets, do not prove extraterrestrial contact, but they do reveal something profound. Humanity has always sensed a connection between the heavens and our origins. Whether interpreted literally or symbolically, these stories reflect a deep intuition that we are not isolated, that our story may be intertwined with forces or beings beyond our current understanding. As we move deeper into the modern search for extraterrestrial life, these ancient stories serve as a bridge between past and present, a reminder that the cosmic question is not new. It is as old as civilization itself, and perhaps older still. 4. Signals, silence, and SETI. If ancient accounts hint at visitors and modern astronomy reveals countless worlds, then the next logical step is to listen. For more than half a century, humanity has pointed its instruments toward the stars, hoping to detect even the faintest whisper of another civilization. This effort, known collectively as SETI, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, represents one of the most ambitious scientific projects ever conceived. It is an attempt to bridge the vast gulf between worlds using nothing more than mathematics, radio waves, and patience. The idea is simple. If intelligent life exists elsewhere, it might use electromagnetic signals to communicate just as we do. Radio waves travel enormous distances with minimal distortion, making them ideal for interstellar messaging. A powerful enough transmission could cross hundreds or even thousands of light years. If another civilization is broadcasting, we should, in theory, be able to hear it. And yet, the universe remains quiet. This silence is not for lack of trying. Radio telescopes across the world, from Arecibo before its collapse to the Allen Telescope Array, have scanned the sky for decades. They have listened to pulsars, quasars, distant stars, and unexplained bursts of energy. They have sifted through mountains of data, searching for patterns that cannot be explained by natural processes. There have been moments of intrigue. In 1977, the Big Ear radio telescope detected a powerful narrowband signal from the direction of Sagittarius. It lasted just 72 seconds. The astronomer who discovered it circled the printout and wrote a single word in the margin. Wow! The signal never repeated, and its origin remains unknown. It is one of the most tantalizing mysteries in SETI history. More recently, fast radio bursts, intense millisecond-long flashes of energy, have captured scientific attention. Most appear to be natural, likely caused by magnetars or other exotic stellar phenomena. But a few behave strangely, repeating in irregular patterns or originating from regions of space where no obvious source exists. These signals are not evidence of extraterrestrial intelligence, but they remind us that the universe still holds surprises. The silence itself raises questions. If the galaxy is filled with planets, and if life has had billions of years to evolve, then why is no one speaking? One possibility is that civilizations rarely broadcast. After all, Earth has been sending radio signals into space for only about a century, a tiny fraction of cosmic time. Our earliest broadcasts have traveled just over 100 light years, barely reaching the nearest stars. To a distant observer, humanity's technological presence would be almost invisible. Another possibility is that advanced civilizations communicate in ways we cannot detect. Radio may be primitive compared to whatever methods they use. They might employ quantum communication, neutrino beams, gravitational waves, or technologies beyond our imagination. If so, our instruments would be listening to the wrong frequencies, like trying to tune into a digital signal with an ancient analog radio. There is also the sobering idea that civilizations may choose silence. Broadcasting your presence into the cosmos could be dangerous if the universe is not as peaceful as we hope. In this scenario, the quiet is intentional, a survival strategy adopted by species that have learned caution through experience. And yet, despite the silence, SETI continues. It continues because the question is too important to abandon. It continues because even one confirmed signal, one deliberate transmission from another world, would change everything. It would prove that intelligence is not unique to Earth. It would reveal that the universe is not indifferent, but inhabited. The search for signals is, at its core, an act of hope. It reflects humanity's desire for connection, understanding, and companionship. It is a reminder that even in the vastness of space we are listening, and perhaps somewhere out there, someone else is listening too. As we move forward, new technologies will expand our reach. More sensitive telescopes, more powerful algorithms, and more ambitious missions will push the boundaries of what we can detect. The silence may not last forever. One day, a faint signal may rise above the cosmic background noise, carrying a message across the stars. Until then, we listen. 5. Consciousness and cosmic rarity. If the universe is filled with planets and if life emerges readily under the right conditions, then the next question becomes far more delicate. How often does consciousness arise? Not simple life, not microbes, algae, or primitive organisms, but self-aware, reflective, tool-using intelligence capable of shaping its environment and asking questions about its own existence. This is where the mystery deepens. Life may be common, but consciousness may be rare. On Earth, life appeared quickly. Within a few hundred million years of the planet cooling, the first microorganisms emerged. But for nearly 3 billion years, life remained simple. Single-celled organisms dominated the oceans while the planet waited for something more complex to appear. The leap from simple life to multicellular organisms took an astonishing amount of time, far longer than many scientists once expected. And the leap from multicellular life to intelligence? That took even longer. For most of Earth's history, no species displayed anything resembling human-level cognition. Dinosaurs ruled the planet for 160 million years without developing advanced technology. Countless species evolved, thrived, and vanished without ever building a tool, creating a symbol, or wondering about the stars. Intelligence, as we understand it, is not an inevitable outcome of evolution. It is a rare adaptation, one that may require a perfect storm of environmental pressures, biological accidents, and improbable events. Yet even here on Earth, we may be overlooking forms of intelligence that do not resemble our own. Dolphins communicate with intricate patterns of clicks and whistles that some researchers believe function as a true language. They recognize themselves in mirrors, understand symbolic commands, and display a level of cooperation that borders on the sophisticated. Whales compose long evolving songs that travel across entire oceans, suggesting a cultural transmission we barely understand. Octopuses, with their distributed nervous systems and uncanny problem-solving abilities, can escape from sealed enclosures, manipulate objects with precision, and navigate mazes with ease. These creatures demonstrate that intelligence is not a single path, but a spectrum, one that can emerge in radically different forms. If Earth alone hosts such diversity, what might exist on worlds shaped by entirely different environments, chemistries, and evolutionary pressures? Some scientists argue that consciousness is a fluke, a cosmic accident that happened once on a small blue planet and may never happen again. Others believe that intelligence is a natural consequence of complexity, that given enough time, evolution will eventually produce minds capable of reflection and innovation. The truth may lie somewhere in between. What makes consciousness so elusive is that it is not simply a biological trait, it is an emergent phenomenon, the result of countless neural interactions, environmental challenges, and social dynamics. Intelligence requires not only a brain but a reason to use it. Predators, prey, climate shifts, competition, cooperation, all of these shape the development of cognition. A world without challenges may never produce intelligence. A world with too many challenges may extinguish it before it has a chance to flourish. Even on Earth, the rise of humanity depended on a chain of unlikely events. A stable climate, a protective magnetic field, plate tectonics, the right mix of elements, and a series of evolutionary leaps that could easily have gone another way. If any link in that chain had broken, the planet might still be filled with life, but not minds. This leads to a sobering possibility. The universe may be full of life, but almost entirely devoid of consciousness. If that is true, then humanity is not just rare, we are precious. We are one of the few species capable of understanding the cosmos, reflecting on its mysteries, and imagining futures that do not yet exist. We are the universe becoming aware of itself, if only for a brief moment. But there is another possibility, one equally profound. Consciousness may be common but fleeting. Civilizations may rise, flourish, and vanish long before they can reach the stars. Intelligence may burn brightly but briefly, extinguished by environmental collapse, conflict, or technological missteps. In this scenario, the galaxy may be filled with the ruins of minds that once looked upward, just as we do now. The rarity of consciousness also raises a deeper question. What is the purpose of intelligence in a universe that seems indifferent to it? Is consciousness an evolutionary accident, or is it part of a larger pattern, a way for the cosmos to explore itself through the minds of living beings? We do not yet know. But the very act of asking the question sets humanity apart. It reveals something extraordinary about our species. We are driven not only to survive, but to understand. We seek meaning, connection, and context. We want to know whether our awareness is a solitary spark or part of a greater constellation of minds scattered across the stars. As we continue to search for life beyond Earth, we are also searching for reflections of ourselves, for other beings who wonder, dream, and question. Whether we find them or not, the pursuit itself is a testament to the power of consciousness. It is a reminder that intelligence, however rare, is one of the universe's most remarkable creations. 6. Closing reflection. The lonely universe. In the end, the search for life beyond Earth is not only a scientific endeavor, it is a human one. It reflects our desire to understand who we are, where we come from, and whether our story is part of a larger cosmic narrative. We look to the stars not just for answers, but for connection, for reassurance that our existence is not an isolated accident in an indifferent universe. Yet the silence persists. The telescopes listen. The signals do not come. This silence can feel unsettling, even haunting, but it also reveals something profound about humanity. Despite the vastness of the cosmos, despite the uncertainty, despite the possibility that we may be alone, we continue to search. We continue to wonder. We continue to reach outward with curiosity and hope. Perhaps that is the true measure of intelligence, not the ability to build machines or decipher signals, but the willingness to ask questions that have no guaranteed answers. The courage to explore the unknown. The humility to recognize our smallness, and the audacity to imagine that we might not be alone. And even if the universe remains quiet, we are not without companionship. On our own world, intelligence takes many forms, in the songs of whales, the language of dolphins, the problem-solving minds of octopuses, and the countless species whose inner worlds we have barely begun to understand. These beings remind us that consciousness is not a single shape, but a spectrum, a tapestry, a mystery unfolding in ways we are only starting to perceive. If Earth alone holds such diversity, then the cosmos may be richer than we dare to dream. Whether we are the first spark of awareness or one of many scattered across the stars, our search carries meaning. It is an act of connection, a signal sent into the dark, not knowing who might hear it. It is a reminder that loneliness is not the absence of others, but the refusal to look outward. The universe may be vast, ancient, and silent, but humanity is young, curious, and listening. And as long as we continue to ask the cosmic question, we are never truly alone.